This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 15th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Thursday, the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamic rebel group, ambushed a key crossing point for people and goods in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, killing 3 people and burning cars and motorcycles, reports International Christian Concern. At Kombo, the Sumuliki River crossing channel, the Muslim jihadists emerged from the shores and overpowered the security officers who were guarding the access point as travelers, vehicles, and motorbikes were disembarking the barge. Those killed in the terror attack were 2 sailors manning the barge and a soldier controlling access to the Sumuliki River crossing channel, a key crossing point for people and goods between Kasindi and Butembo in the eastern region of Congo. Colossians 3:25 says, "For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality." The Worldview would add, "If not in this lifetime, the wicked will be held accountable in eternity." Mauricio Garcia, the 33-year-old gunman who killed 8 people on May 6th at Allen Premium Outlets Mall, may have targeted the suburban Dallas shopping center because it was a gun-free zone, according to the published rules of the mall. Thankfully, an unnamed police officer who had already responded to an unrelated call heard the shooting in progress and shot Garcia dead within 4 minutes of the beginning of the rampage. No doubt the body count would have been much higher in light of the fact that the mentally ill man had brought 8 guns to the scene, according to the Associated Press. The assailant wore tactical gear and fired an AR-15-style weapon. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, 94% of the mass shootings since 1950 have targeted gun-free zones, and when analyzing the mass shootings since 1998, 84% of them have taken place in gun-free zones. Killers often openly talk about their desire to attack where no one is there with a gun to stop them. Justin Bork, who shot to death 3 people in Canada, ridiculed gun-free zones on his Facebook page. James Holmes, the Batman movie theater killer in Colorado, who killed 12 people and wounded 58 others, revealed in his diary that he targeted the theater because it had posted signs banning permitted concealed handguns. And Peyton Gendron, the Buffalo, New York shooter who killed 10 people in a supermarket last December, said, quote, "Attacking in a weapons-restricted area may decrease the chance of civilian backlash. Schools, courts, or areas where concealed carry weapons are outlawed or prohibited may be good areas of attack. Areas with strict gun laws are also great places of attack," end quote. Former Vice President Joe Biden, a Democrat, introduced the Gun-Free School Zones Act to the U.S. Senate in 1990, and it was signed into law by then-President George H.W. Bush, a Republican. The law was clearly proposed with the intent to prevent mass shootings at schools, but as the statistics reveal, it did not result in the desired outcome. Garcia, the Texas gunman on May 6th, researched when the mall was busiest, Saturday afternoons, and posted photos on social media in mid-April of a store near where he ultimately began shooting people. Among those killed were 2 elementary school-age sisters, a couple and their 3-year-old son, and a 20-year-old Allied security guard named Christian LaCour, who evacuated 1 person to safety and was shot while courageously remaining to help others, reports FaithWire.com. Church leaders are increasingly promoting adoption and foster care for their members, even as fewer members are involved in the process, according to a new Lifeway research report that surmises the drop may be attributed to the pandemic, reports Christian Headlines. The poll of churchgoers released Thursday found that church leaders are more likely than they were in 2017 to raise funds for and encourage their congregation to adopt. At the same time, churchgoers are less likely than in 2017 to say they know of a member who has adopted or provided foster care. If the Lord is prompting you to adopt a child or a teen, contact Lifeline Children's Services. Call 205-967-0811. That's 205-967-0811. James 1:27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." And finally, the story of Elizabeth Elliot, a Christian missionary who devoted 2 years of her life to ministering to a tribe in Ecuador that killed her husband, is featured in a new exhibit at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., reports the Christian Post. While traveling through the Ecuadorian jungle to connect with the people of the Alca Wadani tribe, Elliot's husband, Jim, and four other missionaries were speared to death on January 8, 1956. Elizabeth Elliot returned to the Ecuadorian rainforest 2 years after her husband's death to live with the very tribe that had killed her husband. Her decision to forgive them helped the tribe begin a new path. In Matthew 5, verses 43 through 45, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven." The tribesmen had been afraid and uncertain about the group of outsiders, but later came to feel remorse for their actions. The tribesmen embraced Christianity quickly once it was explained to them. The exhibit, which explores the Christian missionary's life and career spanning six decades before her death in 2015, is located on the Impact of the Bible floor. The Museum of the Bible exhibit about Elizabeth Elliot's work opened on March 30th and will run through January 28th, 2024. And that's The World View on this Monday, May 15th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.